Okay, if you're looking at the sermon outline, you're probably wondering how I'm going to do this in 2 minutes. So I'm not. I'm just going to introduce it, continue it on next Sunday. I know next Sunday is Father's Day, but I believe this message has a lot of relevance for those of us who are fathers. And it's from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. But by way of introduction, I think all of us, whether we're young or old, whether we're students or we're done with our student days, there's always a question about how we can be successful in the future. What lies ahead, sometimes there's uncertainty, whether we're going to another school, whether we're even changing locations, changing jobs, in different relationships, there's always a concern about how we can be successful. And I think this passage in Joshua chapter 1 has a lot of relevance. And remember, Joshua was following in the footsteps of what leader? What great leader? Moses, right? You talk about something that's going to be intimidating or cause some anxiety and fear. It's not just the idea of leading God's people out of slavery in Egypt into the promised land, but you're following the footsteps of one of the greatest leaders the people have ever known, Moses. And so there's a lot of apprehension. And so God is telling him to be bold and courageous. And he tells him this over and over again in Joshua chapter 1, but it's based on several very important principles. And it's very important to understand that we can measure success in a lot of different ways. The world measures success by who makes the most money, who has, you've seen the bumper sticker, whoever has the most toys wins, that kind of idea. It's just an accumulation of stuff is somehow some kind of evidence of success. But I hope we understand, as God's children, that success measured by God is far different. Far less an issue of how much stuff we have versus what's really going on in our relationship with God and with people. And so we'll look at that next week, next Sunday. I hope you can make it back next Sunday for worship service as I talk about Joshua chapter 1, about how we can all be successful and the keys to success that God gives us. And it all revolves around our relationship with God and with His Word. Okay? Let's go ahead and close in prayer. Let's pray. Our Father God, thanks so much for our Sunday school ministry, for all of our young people, for the students, for the teachers and the helpers. Thank you also for the children's church that takes place during the worship service, and for all who are able to help out and volunteer. And Father God, thank you for Carrie and her leadership of this ministry over the years. And we give you praise and thanks for all the presentations today of each class. Father, I pray that you'll help all of us to be mindful and to be aware and to be very much engaged with your word, and to understand that success is not measured by just the accumulation of stuff, but far more in our relationship with you and with people around us. And so, Father, I pray that you'll help us to spend time in your word, that through your word we can gain greater insight into what it means to live a life that is honoring and pleasing to you. And so, Father, we thank you again for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.